Do we need something? I went in the Army office and said, sign me up, I want to be a Green Beret.
Yeah, yeah, been there, done that.
So I guess I was just too immature at that time to take the firm stand. I disagreed with the war. I didn't do anything civil rights except feel sorry for the people. And the women's lib thing was... Those crazy women, they're burning their...
Yeah, bodies. I don't think they didn't deserve our support.
Yeah. There's something that Pat just said. He was too immature. We're all too immature to see injustice when it's happening right in front of us. Yes, many do see it. I'm ashamed. I'm not one of them. Like you, I'm immature. If I could go back and do it different, I don't know if I'd have the courage. But I know what I did do was wrong, which was nothing.
You would hope you had the courage.
Yeah, you would hope. So again, watch the world around you. And... be whoever you're going to be.
Just one coda to that. Yes, I marched in some protests, but you know, it meant nothing. That meant go stand around for 2 hours while people get ready to march, and then we walk down the street. We walk half a mile, waving our hands or shouting or something. And then we dispersed. So, yes, I did participate, but it meant nothing. My participation meant nothing.
I don't know if they know what that means, but I've lived it just like you have. And you have.
Yep.
Live your life and do as good as you can. Do better. Do better than we did. Yeah.
Not me. Them.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
We want them to do better than you and I did.
Not better. Not better than Pat did.
Well, there's that would be impossible.
There's got to be a levity moment somewhere along the way. Here.
Well, this has all been a million laughs.
Where are we? 2018. The brothers have gotten together.
Are we finished with this?
We've done this, I don't know, one, two. I think this is the third. Maybe it's the fourth time.
And getting together, not recording things.
Yeah, not recording, but getting together. I think we enjoy each other's company. I do, and yeah. I bet he'll make some silly-ass comment, but if you ask him bluntly or ask him, I think he'll say he enjoys it.
I certainly do. A quick interruption. I enjoy Dan's company anyway.
See, this is why...
Well, and it's very understandable that you enjoy my company.
I have a bride who loves me, so I'll go home and all will be well.
The reason we're doing this is...
Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah, I want to hear... Let me get my pencil here.
I'm not going down that road.
No, you think I am? Come on.
Yeah, we wanted to get together and talk a little bit about our lives, just so it's recorded. It's valuable to us. It may be valuable to our wives. It may be valuable to our kids, our grandchildren. Who knows? We're just three old men talking around the table. And if anything can be used, then good for that. It's a good thing.
I know why. Okay.
And the thing I really wanted to say is, this camera was purchased today.
Yeah, you put this on the record.
And then we have the receipts.
And we hope this works.
Tomorrow. So and, this better work.
And the scan disc, or the sand disc, whatever it's called. The little disc in there that records, that's going back too. So,
and that damn chip, that cost $65.
Yeah.
So we're taking back the camera and the thing. And probably the recording is still going to be on the disc. And we're not going to do anything with
now,
it.
Now, if you get a blank disc someday, pretend you know what happened.
Oh, my.
We're doing it. Why? Because I know my children.
We love you.
My children know who I am. And they love me. They think good things. They think curious things. They whatever. I think I'm losing my thought that fast. I started out with a good thought and I lost it that fast.
No,
I know what it is. My bride Barbara had a tape sent to her where somebody was interviewing her father. And it was long after his death that she was looking at it. And it was profound for her. Do I want this to be profound for my children? No. I want my kids to say, yeah, that was my dad. There he goes. He's dumber than shit. He's profound. He's okay. He's, wow, he's confused. It's a small gift. You're up.
Oh, it was a way to kill a couple hours.
All of the above, yeah, I know. Yeah. Sure, false, or all of the above.
So we turn it off now?
All of the above.
I think we can sing goodbye now.
Yeah.
Ready, set.
Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. Mom sang Good Night, Irene, didn't she? I don't remember the tune.
I really think we should keep talking, quite frankly.
Okay, well, fine.
Screw the, I mean, okay. Put aside the...
No, that's fine. Keep going.
It's 2018. We got together. Well, did anything good come from? No, nothing good came from it.
Nothing profound. Nothing wonderful.
What have we done that's exciting and interesting? All right, put that one aside for a minute.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about
maybe
that.
Maybe we should turn it off.
Yeah.
Does anyone need to take a break anyway?
It would be nice if the people who are seeing this could ask a question. But Jack. You can't. You can't. Maybe it's becoming silly.
Can you tell me something about... I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what it is my children might want to ask that they, A, never had the courage to ask, were too polite to ask. I don't know what it is. And if they asked it right now, I'm not sure I would answer it. I'm proud of a lot of things in my world. I'm not proud of a lot of other things in my world, so... There you are.
I don't think there is any question I've ever asked our mother that she refused to ask.
Absolutely right.
That was perfect honesty.
Mom moved in with Dan and Mary Ellen, and I used to show up,
often.
Once, twice?
Way off. Way
twice
more
a year,
than
maybe.
I don't know how you could have done it driving all the way from Michigan.
I would drive down from Michigan once or twice a year. And I would like to, we would all be in the family room watching television. Mom would drift away. And I liked going into a room that Dan and Mary Ellen had set up that effectively was a
guest room.
An area where Mom could sit. She didn't sleep in it, but she could sit and be comfortable. And I liked going in there. And just as Pat said, Mom, tell me about, and she would. And the shame of it is, I don't remember a lot of it.
You didn't have
but
a recorder.
I know she talked to me. And my mother talking to me was a good thing. So,
Don't get emotional, for God's sakes.
We can't have
any of that.
No.
Well, be a man, Jack.
We could have a little more brandy.
You want some of those?
Are you going that way?
I am.
That's something I say to my bride. Are you going that way? Then I say, God bless. You're going to get a God bless over this. You know that.
Please. I need it.
No, you're going to get one.
I need it.
Yeah, no, you are. Old men.
Yep.
Are you laughing at us? Three old men. Beards. Gray hair, no hair. I hope you are, I hope you're not. We would like to be laughing with you, but yeah, we hope you're not laughing at us.
I've realized that it's taken a long time. It's been how many hours now, I don't know. But a long time that
God bless.
You've been sitting watching to get to this point. We've been sitting the whole damn time too, though.
Yeah. What do you want? Sitting for your ass?
That's a pain.
It's a hard chair.
This is a plastic chair.
So have some sympathy, will you?
We should tell you, this place is in the desert in Southern California. 115 degrees, sofas that you can't sit on because they're so uncomfortable.
So we're sitting on plastic chairs, and they're an improvement over the sofa.
And we think we did good gathering up, you know. Whoever orchestrated this, Pat.
No.
Whoever orchestrated it should get a great big screw you or something.
Well, who orchestrated? Pat paid.
I think it was Dan.
Pat paid.
Dan pushed us in this direction. I said Minnesota. And
Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, it's not 115 degrees in either one of them. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what do you say, guys? Does the tape go off or does it stay on?
I'm pretty much talked out, but so keep going and maybe I'll think of something. I'll turn it off when you tell me to turn it off.
If you turn it off, we're going to sit here and talk.
We are. Right. But maybe not in quite so awkward an arrangement, you know, just...
What do you want to do, sit on my lap or something?
I want to turn around a bit and hope... That maybe I'm still in the picture.
I think maybe a break is in order.
Okay, let's take a break.
Wait a minute.
I've got to take a break.
1, 2, 3, break.
If you have to whiz, go and whiz.
1, 2,
what
3, break.
Would Cassie ask you if she was right here, right now? And your question to me
why
is...
Why did you spend the last 2 hours?
What would my Mary Rose or John ask me right now if they were standing here? I don't know, but I think both of them would hit me right between the eyes with a question, and I would have to pause. I really do. I love my kids.
This thing's flashing
they're
red.
They're tough.
Do you want it red?
Say what?
It's flashing red. Is that the correct way?
Who knows?
It's probably been turned off.
We may have a problem here technologically. Dan is in charge of technology.
No, it's not flashing. It just says recording. I think we're in good shape.
So the question was, what would Mary Rose or John ask their father? I don't know. But I'm convinced it would be, whoa, hello, maybe we should go somewhere else. I would hope I would answer it, honestly, but there's always a chance I would dance off to the side and something that, who knows.
I don't know what Cassie might ask me. I think Mary Ellen would say, how many beers was that?
How many beers?
Yeah, this is still the second one, I think.
We were asking questions the other night by ourselves. How did you meet your wives? My brothers never asked me how I met my bride.
I'm going to lean back now and I might be out of the frame.
It's only a story that's of any consequence to me. She was working in Europe, and I was working in Michigan.
Oh.
And she, after X number of years, 5 years I think, was required to rotate back to the United States and serve a year or more back in the United States before she could return to Europe. But in any event, she was due to return. Oh, a sidebar to that. She was born in Austria.
Mm-hmm. Carefully.
If you're following it so far, she was in Europe, due to come back to the United States, but having had been born in Austria. And she rotated back to the United States. Since she left from the command where I was working, she had reemployment rights to that command. And I certainly never knew who she was or heard of her. But she rotated back, and there was a vacancy in the area where I worked, so she was assigned to it. Now, let me recap that. She's reassigned to the United States born in Austria, and you're asking yourself, where was Jack when she rotated back to the United States?
I was going to ask
you. You were going to ask that, and all right.
May I?
All right,
where was Jack when she rotated?
All right, that's a good question.
And when you say rotated,
that's a good question. Jack was on travel.
Oh.
Do you think he went to Arkansas? No. He was in Austria.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You knew that
this
was
is
coming.
Like,
you knew that. You knew that. Jack was in Austria when this Austrian chick rotated back to the United States. You got to see karma coming down the line here.
Carmen McRae?
Yeah, whatever. It was a year or more later after she got back to the United States and was working in the same organization. I said to her one day, I was a runner way back when, and I had gone out to run at lunchtime, and when I was done, I knew what I wanted to do after work, and I got back to my office, and I asked my secretary, please ask Ms. Sladovich to come in to the office. And the secretary called her and said, Mr. Larkins wants to see you. What's the subject? There's no subject. Ah. She comes and this is going to tear at your heartstrings.
I'm trying already. Already, Jack.
It is. I said to her, while I was out running today, I knew what I wanted to do after work, and it was to go to the park, have some wine and cheese, and I would enjoy it that much more if Barbara Sladovich would go with me. And she said, huh? See, now Barbara is so pissed at this moment right now. Because she knows she didn't say, huh.
No, that sounds exactly like Barbara.
No, she...
Huh?
No.
I think that's bringing a tear to my eye.
Barbara told me when we got to the park, she actually accepted. We got to the park, And she said, if you had asked me to go to a bar and have a drink, there was no way we'd ever gotten together. But when you said park and outdoors and, yeah. So I got to tell you, I'm pretty goddamn romantic. So here's the clincher to that story.
I know what it is, and I like it. Go ahead.
We get.
I think I know. You ended up getting married?
No.
No.
Well, we do. We get to the park, sitting on a park bench. I'm there.
You got the really, wine?
You got the wine. And I get it out of the bag, and
wait a minute. Is there a problem?
Oh, she says, why are you screaming? Oh, I don't have a corkscrew.
And by the way, I don't have glasses.
She says, not to worry. I have my Swiss Army knife. And I said, what the hell have I gotten myself into here?
Yeah, it's great.
And the rest is, as they say,
the rest of the story. The rest of the story.
Yeah.
As I forget who that
is. Barbara is someday
going. Somebody?
Barbara will someday make a tape and tell the truth of this story.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the wives will. Would like to get together and straighten everything out.
Do you have a romantic moment? Do you have a romantic moment? I'm a romantic guy. I love romance. I really do.
I don't know that I want to go into any right here. Yeah. We got engaged on 4th of July.
4th of July.
Independence Day.
Fireworks.
Independence Day, I asked her to marry me.
Fireworks in your hearts and your minds.
Fireworks and I don't know, even though there were fireworks, I think we were, I have a picture of rain and a blanket and leaning
this
against
the tree.
This is
getting a little pornographic.
Leaning
no,
against
no.
the tree.
Blankets are pornographic.
I didn't actually ask her to marry me, I think, until we got back to her house.
Got
but,
the blanket
but that's
off,
where,
anyway. Got rid of the blanket.
You got Joe in the room, and then you could have asked.
Anyway,
burn the blanket.
It was wonderful and unforgettable.
You're going to have a hard time coming up with something that's going to compete with this. Come on, blankets, rain. 4th of July.
It couldn't have been
Austria, rain. Wine, corkscrews.
No,
come on now, you're up. This is
that's
the
all
moment.
Right. So you can refuse.
You can refuse.
Fifth Amendment.
Of course.
I think the romantic thing, the most romantic, was when we're in Kauai.
Kauai?
Yes.
This guy's a traveler.
Kauai
is Hawaii?
Yes,
sorry.
No putting anything over on Jack. Jack's
a smart
one.
Come on now. Let's be a little serious here.
And, you know, we got a suite in the hotel. We were paying for it with points. And for some reason, they upgraded this to a suite.
Make this really dirty. Tell me you weren't married.
No blankets.
No, come on. No blankets, no marriage.
And no coverings on the windows.
Oh, shit.
You were inside, though.
Inside sometimes and outside sometimes.
Chris, Jim, Karen, Katie. Close your ears.
That was a good time. It was just a beautiful setting and the ocean coming up and lapping at the shore. And it was just great.
It really is. Earth shattering, but it is magical.
Yeah.
It is magical. And whether women believe it, guys actually do understand and appreciate magic. Yes, they do.
Well, some guys.
Yeah, some guys. Well, I don't know. Screw it. I'll say it. Me.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Me. I'm a lover. I'm a romantic. Right? Barbara accuses me of being a romantic. And I love it. You accuse me all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm a romantic.
We can say anything now, right? Because yeah. Nobody has watched
there
it this
no,
far.
No.
Who could possibly get this far into it?
I think the tape stopped a long time ago.
I think certainly nobody cares whether it stopped or not.
Yeah. What are we going to do? If we turn the tape off?
No, we're going to keep talking.
We're going to sit around and talk and say, well, maybe we should have said that on
the
tape.
I think the people
just keep talking.
That we're watching it cheer when they're.
They can turn it off anytime they want.
Well, that could have that happened a long time ago. So sure. We can keep talking.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to worry about whether I'm in the picture or not anymore.
You are.
Well, yeah, I am now.
You ought
probably.
To hear my barber do you are from Cousin Vinny.
I don't even
Marissa
know
Marissa Tomei. You are.
I don't remember that line. I remember my biological clock is ticking here.
That's a funny movie.
It is a wonderful movie. I don't know what happened to Joe Pesci. I mean, he was terrific.
I love Joe Pesci.
Comic actor, serious actor.
It was the scariest criminal you ever saw.
We might turn into cursing now. Absolutely he was scary. Did you say I was funny? What do you mean I'm funny? What do you mean I'm funny? No, come on. You said I'm funny.
Yeah, he pulls out his gun and jumps off.
What do you mean? Oh, my goodness.
He's very good.
But he just fell off the edge of the
earth. Well, he's got to be 88 years old.
Well, he's no older than Robert De Niro.
Who fell off the screen, too, didn't he?
Oh, not as quickly as Pesci did.
I saw Robert De Niro on the Actor's Studio. If you want to talk about moronic, watch that show. No, I'm serious.
No, I agree.
Or watch, what is the one that was married to Brad Pitt?
Angelina Jolie?
Come on.
Angelina Jolie?
No, the other one.
Brad Pitt, I don't know who else.
Aniston.
Aniston. Jennifer Aniston.
Well, they weren't married, were they?
They were, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Who cares?
Married. But she was on Actor's Studio, and it's as vapid and as incoherent, as stupid as, you know, if she wasn't crossing and uncrossing her legs, you don't watch the show.
She doesn't have anything else to do?
Yeah, there's nothing she can say that's of any consequence. But you watch Meryl Streep. You ever watch that show? Actor Studio?
I have in the past. I haven't seen it in many
years.
If
you ever get the opportunity, watch Clint Eastwood. He'll kill you. The guy is reading Clint Eastwood's credits in terms of Oscars and everything else. And Clint is there with this little enigmatic smile. When the guy stops reading his credits, he says, that's nice. But great actors who have worked with Eastwood as a director, they say, we're on the set, and Clint is talking, and we get involved, and it's very comfortable, and he suddenly says, cut. I didn't even know we were acting. I didn't know. That's what Clint Eastwood brings to it. Such an incredible relaxation. I love the guy. The question in my mind, and I've asked Barbara, who's the greatest actor? John Wayne or Clint Eastwood?
Yeah, well...
Come on now.
Sylvester Stallone, I think.
No.
Well, the three of them are about...
Answer the question. John Wayne, who is absolutely an icon.
And a great actor.
Yeah, he went all the way from Ringo Kid to Durango Kid.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think they're being smart ass. But in my years of watching movies and television, I've loved John Wayne. Just a great actor.
We may have to call a timeout again.
Great actor, you can parse that. But I think Clint Eastwood has played more complicated roles, more varied roles, and done them better than John Wayne in his rather stilted but incredibly enjoyable roles.
You're not thinking of Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Oh, I am. I like that. That's a great movie. That's a great movie. It is. Any movie Eastwood has been in, those stupid spaghetti westerns, are great movies. They are.
Rawhide.
Yes. Yes. Rawhide. Yes. It's a simple fact. I love Eastwood. Another guy that would surprise the hell out of you.
This is my brother, Jack.
On Actor Studio, something that would surprise the hell out of you is Martin Sheen.
I thought you were going to say Marlon Brando.
He was asking for great actors.
Martin Sheen, it's a great interview. You just want to see it. And Meryl Streep, you want to see her. If they ever did Dustin Hoffman, I would die to see that one. But I never did. I think Dustin Hoffman is probably one of the greatest actors Hollywood has ever seen in the past 50 years. Far better than Eastwood or John Wayne or even Meryl Streep. I think
better than John Wayne? Come on.
Dustin Hoffman is the penultimate actor. He has played more roles that require more varied skills than anybody. That's my opinion.
Well, my vote for best actor is Marlon Brando.
You like Marlon?
I thought he was... I haven't seen a lot of his movies, but the ones I've seen, and the ones that come to mind are Streetcar Named Desire and
Stella,
Godfather.
Stella.
Oh, he.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure that was a good performance. I'm not that familiar with it.
I have an unabashed, unblemished record of heterosexuality. He is a beautiful man. He was a beautiful man. And really, but a great, great actor. In Streetcar, he was phenomenal. And then, in Godfather...
That was a great performance.
Godfather, he wasn't much older than Pacino.
Yeah.
He assumed that persona. And my God, he looked like he was twice Pacino's age.
Yeah.
And the ability to just say, that was a really good, powerful
performance by Brando.
In a great movie. But Meryl Streep is by far the best
female
performer.
Yes.
Male, female, whichever. And the weird thing is, If Mary Ellen says, oh, there's a new Meryl Streep, oh, I don't want to go see Meryl Streep, for God's sake. That sounds just awful. But every time I've seen her, I've just come away blown away.
You see it and you love it.
How in the world did that happen?
Barbara will tell you, I love Meryl Streep. I have Out of Africa on tape.
Okay.
You record it.
Not tape.
I know it's not tape, and I don't know what the word is, but it's recorded. And I'll turn it on every 6 weeks,
it
8 weeks. And Barbara will say, oh, dear God, are we going to watch that again? No, we're not. And pretty soon she comes out and sits down and watches 10 or 15 minutes. Meryl Streep is magnificent.
I never saw Out of Africa.
Really?
That's a movie, not a video, not a masterpiece theater or something.
No,
that's
a movie. It's a full-length movie. It's a great movie.
Well, I will
it's
make a note.
Kudos to Robert Redford and kudos to Meryl Streep.
Yeah, I think she's just astonishing.
Who was it? It's got to be Dustin Hoffman. I think Dustin is greater than Meryl Streep, but I've lost my thought.
Kramer versus Kramer was Hoffman and Streep.
Those are good movies, powerful movies. But it's a character that is so different than his next movie. And I say, that's acting.
That is acting.
When I watch Tom Cruise, he plays the same character in every movie.
John Wayne?
Invincible.
I was thinking
did somebody
thing.
Say John Wayne?
Somebody did.
Well, yeah, John Wayne. Invincible, perfect person.
Superman.
But Dustin Hoffman has played everything from A to Z.
He did Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman on television. And it was an astonishing...
That's a scary performance. I wouldn't know.
Especially if your father's a traveling salesman.
Especially if you're anything older than 50 years old and watching that movie.
It's a great play, a great script, and Hoffman was terrific in it. Far, far better than the movie that was done, Lee J. Cobb movie.
What show was it on?
Lee J. Cobb did the movie of Death of a Salesman. Dustin Hoffman did it on television many years after.
As a play.
It was a play. Arthur Miller wrote the play. And I don't know when the play was done, but it was a play on Broadway.
Yes.
And at some point, soon thereafter, there was a movie made of it with Lee J. Cobb as Willie Loman. And then many years after, Dustin Hoffman played. George Costanza played Biff. I thought that was so funny when Seinfeld referred to him as, "Oh, come on, Biff."
How are you guys talking about? I don't watch Seinfeld. I think he's an aberration.
Oh, I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful show. I didn't watch it when it was new.
Seinfeld?
Yeah. Many years after it went into reruns, I started watching it. And I would watch it every night after supper. One of my favorite characters of all time is Elaine Benes in Seinfeld.
I think she's great.
A character.
She is great.
She is just so great. Well, you just sit back then. Yeah. Can I get you? You've got some.
She's on some show.
Yeah, Veep.
She is really funny.
Very funny.
She is
and so,
great.
Just so mean.
Yeah.
Just so mean. John Wayne. My favorite John Wayne line is when somebody walks into the bar and says, there's a dog in my way out here.
That's
I'm going to have to shoot that dog.
It was John Wayne.
I'm
going to
shoot that dog.
Hondo.
And
man
Wayne says,
do what a man,
man got to do what a man's got to do.
Yeah. Then he goes over and kicks the dog out of the way.
Man got to do what a man got to do.
Yes.
I liked John Wayne too when I was a kid, but after I, 15 or
reached
so,
the age of
the age of reason,
Don't say that.
That's not true.
If you turn on a John Wayne movie, you're going to watch it to the end.
I will. I will get off it as quick as I can.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, my loss maybe. My loss.
Rooster Cogburn presentation.
Well,
if you don't like them.
That there was a remake of that.
Yes, there was.
True Grit.
With
True Grit with
I watched that just recently too. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I don't watch very many movies.
I watch movies I've seen at
the movies.
Yeah, we don't see anything in the movies.
20-year-old movies I don't watch. New movies I don't watch.
I don't do new anything.
Yeah.
New television shows. The new singers, I don't know who these new singers are. Well, singers, I put that in quotes.
Yeah.
I don't understand this whole rap business. Let's not do a melody in this song. Let's just talk. Well, no.
Jeopardy comes on, and one of the categories is current music. All right.
Well, you lose on
that's
that.
That's it. No way I'm going there.
Yeah, Jeopardy is basically trivia, and when it gets to any trivia...
It's not trivia
current,
at that point. It's current, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't have a clue. Yeah. I don't know about any of that stuff. Kanye West, yeah.
I think that's the right answer for me.
Barbara occasionally says that name to me, and I know it, I believe it deals with the Cardassians, but I don't know who, what,
or
they
what
are,
a Kardashian
he
is. Yeah.
Well, you're right. He's married to one of them.
Anyway.
If only the world were as good as me, then things could be better. So that's what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying the brothers, but
say what?
I thought you were saying the brothers as a
No, I quickly eliminated two of them. Now if only the world were as good
I was surprised I got emotional over the Freedom Riders. But they
really
were just spectacularly brave people who did what they did.
You know,
and I had wondered, back during the war, when I told, what I claimed conscientious objection as a, and that had to mean I was a pacifist, and the toughest question that anyone asked was, well, what do you think Jesus would have done if you know the story of the Good Samaritan, the innocent person over there is set upon by thieves. If Jesus had walked by, what would he have done? Are you telling me he would have walked on by and ignored the situation? Wouldn't he have got in there and the answer is what the Freedom Riders did. He would have wrapped himself around
the
victim and taken the beating for the
You're
that
kidding.
Guy.
You're kidding.
What do you mean, kidding?
If I'm Jesus and I walk into that situation, it's
zap,
you're all dead. You're dead.
I need you. I need you. Yeah, well, maybe he would have done that too. But I just couldn't get past how brave that is to just say, no, here, beat me instead of him.
I'm not brave. I'm definitely not brave.
back when you claimed conscientious objection, they gave you some alternative. I remember before you claimed that, I think, you were questioning whether you were going to go to Canada or claim conscientious objection.
Yeah.
But they gave you some alternative.
Who the
do. Who the Selective
the
Service
Draft Board.
Administration. And I don't remember what that was. I thought it was
working in a hospital
medical,
or something.
Yeah, medically.
Had you actually confronted the draft board?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know that.
And yeah. You did work in the hospital?
No.
Yeah,
no, there was
that.
Never an alternative service. There was the that was a possibility. If we recognize your claim for conscientious objection, you are subject to being assigned to alternative service.
Right.
They did wind up accepting my claim and never
really?
Told me an alternative
service.
Do
you remember when this was? What year?
Oh.
I'm only asking in terms of when did the war end, where was it?
It was probably 69.
Close to the end.
I think it was 69.
Oh, wow.
I'm guessing. It
wow,
was before
plenty
I,
of war left.
Before I got married.
Wow.
And, yeah, probably. Oh, yeah, well, it couldn't have been 70. I got married in 70. 68 or 69. So
wow.
There was plenty of war left. And I told a friend that what I was going to do, I was going to, I guess I was trying to decide, what am I going to do? I don't think they're going to accept my claim for conscientious objection.
Oh, go to jail, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was either go to jail or go to Canada.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I didn't even like the idea of asking for permission not to go out and kill people. I mean, that
not
just seems
to what?
Go out and kill people. That just doesn't seem to me like something that you should be confronted with. And even if I don't want to do that, that's not anyway. I wondered what I should wind up doing, and a friend suggested I talk to a priest from. I had already talked to a priest at Georgetown who was pretty active in the anti-war movement, and he said he was really active in the anti-war movement, and he told me
wasn't there any barrier?
No, it was.
You know his name.
He's going to come back to me. He told me, no, I want you should go through the process, claim, exhaust your legal remedies before deciding what to do. You don't want to go to jail. That's not appropriate. You don't want that. Don't do that if you can avoid it. And I talked to a friend who said, well, you know, Father Leone from Father Judge, why don't you talk to him and see what he's got to say? And I went to see Leone.
Where are you at this point?
I was at Georgetown.
And somebody wanted you to go back to Philadelphia and talk to a priest.
Yeah, a guy I knew from, a good friend from high school days.
Okay.
And he suggested I go back and talk to Father Leone. And, you know, Leone didn't know who the hell I was. I was just a kid who didn't do his homework at Father Judge. But he was really very impressive. I liked the guy a lot. I did go back and talk to him, and he too said, I mean, he questioned me, and I think he did a pretty thorough examination of, well, why are you doing this, and what are you thinking, and explained to me why you don't think you should be involved in this war. And I don't know, we talked for an hour and a half or so. And he said, well, yeah, you should continue. Submit the paperwork, ask to be classified CO, whatever it was, CO, and see what happens. So I did, and I talked to the draft board, and they asked me questions, and I answered them as best I could. I was honest
with
them.
The draft board, you're talking to guys in military uniforms?
No, three civilians sitting at a table asking me questions. Okay. How should we classify you? And I answered their questions, and I had no idea how it worked out when I left that room. And I guess a couple of weeks later, I got a letter saying, yes, we've accepted your claim and you're classified as CO. It was only after that, I think, that my friend told me that the priest I had talked to, the priest from Jordan, from Father Judge, Father Leone, he was a good friend, or he was close to the head of the draft board.
Right.
So I suspect that the
draft board, where?
In Philadelphia. The
but he's living in Washington.
But he got drafted.
Yeah.
My permanent residence, I suppose, was still 15112 Milford Street. And the draft board was in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And
talked to somebody else.
I suspect that Father Leone contacted the head of the draft board and said, you know, I don't want to influence you on this, but I did talk to this kid and he seems sincere to me. Now, I don't think that decided the issue, because they did grill me for a while, for an hour or an hour and a half. But I also have no doubt that his good words were helpful.
Was there an obligation after they said, we accept your request for a CO?
No, I was... They could have said, go work in a hospital or go sweep the streets or whatever. But no, they never told me to do anything.
And this was in the late 60s, 68, 69?
Yeah, must have been. Yeah.
And during that hour and a half interview, how was it situated? What were the surroundings? The draft board was seated, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Were you seated or standing the whole time?
I think, it was a long time ago. I don't remember. I would guess it was a table like this with three people on one side and me on the other side, and them asking me questions. And one saying,
machine gun fashion, just one after another.
Yeah, I don't have a clear recollection of it. Only question I kind of remember, well, I had to write an essay explaining my feelings about it, and the head of the draft board at one time saying, you just don't want to you don't want to give up, you don't want to be killed, or you don't want to give up your life. And I said, I hope I said, no, I don't want to be killed. But the answer basically was, no, but you're not asking me to be killed. You're asking me to go out and kill other people. And no, I don't want to do that. I can't do that. I won't do that. That's the only question.
Incredibly brave for a kid
We should interrupt for a moment because there might be people watching.
Yeah, well,
and
I don't know if you can see me. This is Dan.
You can't possibly understand how profound what he's talking about was. Maybe you can. Maybe you've been there with whatever issue there is in life. But you simply have to respect how incredibly life and death, these light conversations were that he's talking about. It was his whole goddamn existence.
And it was an existence.
That was the wager on the table.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It was pretty serious, but it wasn't really my life. Well, it was the shape of my life. It wasn't the fact whether I was going to go over there and be killed. It was a question of, am I going to go to jail or am I going to go to Canada? I'm not